And there was a hole right through the house. There was a room on, this was a room here. Mm-hmm. And that's a room there. Mm-hmm. And there was a second room back of this front room. Mm-hmm. And the kitchen was back of this. Mm-hmm. There was a little back hole where we went through to mm-hmm. that.
So say, like if you're looking down from the top, did the hall ran all the way through?
All the way through.
So just right through the middle, so something like that maybe?
That's right. And you go straight back, go out the back door.
Is there a...
Then there was a door here leading to the back room there and a door leading into the kitchen here. Mm-hmm. This was the front room.
There's a wall here?
Yes, there was a wall between them.
Okay, is that about the right proportion?
That's about it. And a wall between those two rooms.
And this was
a door. There wasn't a door from this room to the kitchen, but it went through to the hall. Uh-huh. And there was a door between these two rooms.
Uh-huh. What did you call this room? Was this the...
Well, we called it front and back room.
This was the front room here?
That's the front room. And this was the other front room.
Okay, did it have any other name?
No.
What was it used for?
Well, this was my mother's room. Mm-hmm. And I stayed in the room with her. Mm-hmm. And this was my sister's room back here. Mm-hmm. And this room was the living room and dining room together. Mm-hmm. And later years, as I grew, after my mother's husband passed, I used to stay with her. But later on, she gave me this room for myself.
Mm-hmm. For your
individual.
Uh-huh. There was a door here? Or?
Yeah, yes, there was a door there going.
Right in the middle here?
That's right.
What about here?
Same thing there.
Okay. What about across the front? Did you have... When you walked...
There was a porch.
Okay. All the way across?
Yeah, all the way across.
What about on the back?
No porch in the back at all. Just a backyard.
Okay. What about this house that you're living in now?
Well, after my first husband passed, they called me to come to Jackson, the mm-hmm. superintendent, mm-hmm. over the adult education work. Mm-hmm. I made... I shouldn't be giving myself laurels. But I made progress with the work. Mm-hmm. And I found that it was very hard to attract adults mm-hmm. to come to school, mm-hmm. even though they were helping themselves. They're under the impression they want you to think that they know what they don't know. Mm-hmm. So I started a class of sewing. Mm-hmm.
Were you living in Jackson then?
No, I was living here. And I used to, I had the cab business, trying to run the cab business mm-hmm. and holding on to this adult education work in order to help to hold it together. Mm-hmm. So I would go have one of the drivers would take me out in the country. Mm-hmm. My class mostly was at Washington, mm-hmm. about 6-8 miles from Natchez. You've been out there.
Yeah, I was at the Fayette.
Yes. Well, I used to have to go out there and would have my classes in the schools. Mm-hmm. No, the schools were scattered about in the counties then. They're not like they are now. Mm-hmm. They had to have a bus to bring the children in. And I would go out there and hold my classes and get them out. I'd have a game, and they'd look forward to that game.